Well, here we are, a busy day in the Corner Lounge for 106.1 The Corner. We are on location at Virginia Arts Recording Studio, and we'd like to welcome Serena Ryder and her band. Hey!
Well,
it's pretty exciting because last time, you were here a few months ago when we did, remember our Bonnaroo giveaway party?
Yeah, totally. That was really fun.
And the brewery.
Lots of free beer.
Yes, we were out at Star Hill Brewery at Crozet.
Brewery becomes really hard to say after a while. Brewery.
That's right. Maybe it's the Canadian accent or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Totally.
Yeah,
I think so.
Totally. Well, welcome back to Charlottesville. And tonight, with Need to Breathe and Green River Ordinance, it's a full band show this time.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun.
Is this like the first time full band type thing?
Here, yeah.
In Charlottesville? I think so.
It's going to
be fun. Yeah. Very cool. Well, I want to talk a little bit about Is It Okay and kind of, you know, your history up to this point. But we've got a full plugged-in session here today. Why don't you introduce everybody and then we'll play the first song.
Yeah, for sure. We have on the bass Eric Holden. You can scream, I guess you can say.
Hey! Yeah!
Because he doesn't have a microphone. We have my friend Johnny Kengla, who's on the guitar.
Right here. Hello.
Hello. And Mikey Thompson on the drums in a little room over there. Woo, woo.
Excellent. So we got the...
He's waving.
He's got the...
He's waving to you guys.
The
so let you know he's actually waving.
Yes. Well, let's do it. So we got the whole band plugged in. Let's go ahead and do a live song here in the Corner Lounge with Serena Ryder and her band. Which song up first?
This is called Sweeping the Ashes.
Space to fill and someone to become. Oh, oh. 'Cause darling, I'm beside myself and I don't think that you know which one of me you are talking. Instead, oh, oh, guess I was beside myself and didn't know that you knew which one of me you were talking to.
Very nicely done. Yeah, it sounds great in here, live in the Corner Lounge on 106.1 The Corner. Welcome to Charlottesville. We're so excited to have you here tonight.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. It's my pleasure. It's going to be a good night.
Yeah, it's called Is Venue, and it's on West Main Street. And the tour, you're on tour right now with Need to Breathe Green River Ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
And they're nice guys?
They're really nice guys. Yeah, they've been really, really great to us. And so much fun to hang out with. I've been singing with them as well on stage, and they asked me to do a duet with them, which is really great, Bear. And yeah, they've been awesome. They're a great group of guys.
Nice.
They like the same stupid jokes that we like and TV shows and stuff. So it's always good on the road when you have all the similar inside jokes and such.
Yeah. Well, and I want to talk a little bit about Is It Okay in just a minute, but I figure let's just keep going. Let's do another song here.
Sure.
And which one do you want to do next?
I'm going to do, I actually just finished doing a music video for this in LA last week. It's a song called All for Love.
And this is Serena Ryder live in the Corner Lounge on 106.1 The Corner.
Slipping through a hole where the moon don't shine. Spent too long trying to make you mine. Kept on running but I fell behind. Butterfly, better fly away this time. Lost my place in line again. Put it back on the shelf and let the dust settle in. Always thought that we'd be more than friends. I always thought that we were different. Again, keep on getting stuck up in the same old scene. Baby, why'd you have to go and be so mean? I'm see the light. Tell me how to do it, tell me how I'm gonna get it right.
We are live in the Corner Lounge with Serena Ryder at 106.1 The Corner. We are on location today at Virginia Arts Recording Studio here in Charlottesville. We got the full band plugged in, and Serena's playing tonight along with Need to Breathe and Green River Ordinance over at Is Venue. And it's also kind of like our unofficial third birthday party.
Yeah.
3 years of the Corner.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It's great. So,
This is going to be a good show tonight. Tickets are still available. Now, for some of your newer fans or people that aren't quite familiar with you yet, 2008 Juno Award for Best New Artist. That's like the Canadian equivalent of the Grammys, right?
True. Yeah, yeah.
That's a pretty big honor.
It's a massive honor.
I mean, congratulations.
Huge. I was flabbergasted. Absolutely.
But
I'm glad I said flabbergasted.
That's great. That's a good buzzword right there.
It's a pretty good word. Quote me on that.
My question, though, is, are you really a new artist? The story didn't really start in 08. I mean, your
first absolutely not.
01, right?
I think my first record, yeah, I guess. I was 15 when I made my first record, and that would have been, yeah, 01. But, yeah, I think, you know, talking about being, like, best new artist, things like that, I think it's, like, there's been people voted best new artist that have been doing it for, like, 15, 20 years.
Right, right.
But,
yeah.
But definitely I've been doing it for a while. Like, I started performing and playing around different places, open stages, all of these different things. I started performing when I was, like, 8 or 9 years old.
Wow.
I wanted to be on Star Search, actually. That was my big thing. Wanted to be on Star Search. I remember watching when Anna Nicole Smith had just won Star Search, and I was like 8 or 9 years old, looking at it, watching Ed McMahon, and it's kind of my big dream. But thank goodness that's not the way it panned
right.
out for me. I also would have been like, you know, dancing around with like, you know, one piece outfits, and which actually most people do right now. I think it's
true.
It's very American Apparel, one piece outfit with lots of sparkly things and like. Anyways, yes, I've been playing music for a long time.
Right.
Sorry.
Well,
way to take it way off to the other side,
right,
Serena.
Though. So touring a lot and kind of breaking into the U.S. now, are there a lot of differences, you know, musically, culturally, and otherwise that you see?
Well, from Canada, yeah. Well, definitely. There's a lot more similarities than I think there are differences
okay.
when it comes to culturally, you know, when it comes to. To America, but I mean, at the same time, it's such a big place. There's so many different places here that are so different. Same with in Canada. People is like, what's Canada like? Well, there's a lot of provinces in Canada, and
mm-hmm.
each province is different. And there's a lot of states in America, and each state's different. It's like,
yeah.
you know, there's so many different cultures in different places here. And, you know, the biggest difference, obviously, is that it's 10 times bigger than
right.
Canada.
Yeah.
And so, and also the fact that I think when it comes to music, I feel like there's a really... People get really, really excited really fast here.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it takes a little longer for people to get a bit more excited in Canada. People get really, really fast and excited fast about things. And I really enjoy that energy here. It's
yeah.
great. In Canada, it's definitely more of a slow burn. It's more of a building up relationships slowly there. Here is kind of like, you know, the either love at first sight or not love at first sight kind
right.
of. Which is exciting and inspiring and great.
Yeah, we are in the Corner Lounge today with Serena Ryder and her band before the concert tonight at Is Venue. Serena's album is called Is It Okay? I wanted to ask real quick about the song Sing Sing,
yeah.
which was recently selected in Canada for a music education program. Is
yeah.
that right?
Yeah, for sure. It's called Music Monday, and it happened Monday, May 4th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Hundreds of thousands of children sang my song that I wrote, Sing Sing, which is just a song about, you know, celebrating music and the joy that it really brings to everybody. And it was selected to bring awareness to how important music is in our school system and in our children's lives and our lives. And it was a huge honor. It was on national news, and I got this little picture from this teacher, actually, that a bunch of students actually laid down and spelt out Sing on the football field, and
oh,
it was
cool.
bigger than the whole school. And they took an aerial photo of it and sent
oh,
it to
wow.
me. It's definitely the biggest deal that's ever happened to me, biggest honor. It was amazing.
That's pretty neat. I mean, and that it's, you know, kind of nationally recognized
yeah.
across the whole country. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that.
All
Thank these
you.
Awards and all this national education recognition. Well, we are here with Serena Ryder in the Corner Lounge. We're on location at Virginia Arts Studio today. And I was thinking we should do one more song. And the idea came up to do this Springsteen cover that was recently on his official website, right?
Yeah, totally. He was getting a bunch of musicians to kind of try out different versions of his songs, and if he liked them, he was going to put them up on his MySpace and on his website. And my friend Sarah Bareilles ended up getting on there too,
okay.
which was really, really cool. And so a bunch of people, but I was very honored to be picked as one of the people to be on a site in MySpace.
Well, and
a video version of this.
It's especially fitting to play it today because today happens to be the boss's 60th birthday.
That's so cool.
Yeah. I was saying this morning on the air, we should make it a national holiday or something.
I think so.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
So
totally.
So which song? This is actually a little bit of a lesser known track, right?
Yeah, this is a song called Racing in the Streets from It's Darkness on the Edge of Town, right? That's the record it's from, yeah.
Is it still up on his website or did they take it down?
I don't know.
Huh.
I think it's still there.
Nice.
Yeah. I just got the nod from somebody that it's still
okay.
there.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Well, you can check it out on Springsteen's website, and you can hear the live Corner Lounge version. Let's go ahead and do this
All
one.
All right, sounds great.
Serena Ryder here in the Corner Lounge for 106.1 The Corner.
I got a 69 Chevy with a 396, beauty heads and a hearse on the floor. She's waiting tonight down in the parking lot outside the 7-Eleven store. Me and my partner, Sonny, built her straight out of scratch, and he rides with me from town to town. We only run for the money, got no strings attached. We shut 'em up and then we shut 'em down. Tonight, tonight, the strip's just right. I wanna blow 'em off in my first heat. 'Cause summer's here and the time is right for going racing in the street. We take all the action we can meet, and we cover all the Northeast state. And when the strip shuts down, we run 'em in the streets, from the fire roads to the interstate. Well, some guys, they just give up living. Some start dying little by little, piece by piece. Some guys come home from work and wash up and go out racing in the streets. Tonight, tonight, the strip's just right. I wanna blow 'em all out of their seats. But calling out around the world, we're going racing in the streets. Thank you.
strip 3 years ago in a Camaro with this dude from L.A. I blew that Camaro off my back and I drove that little girl away. But now there's wrinkles round my baby's eyes and she cries herself to sleep at night. When I come home, the house is dark. She sighs, baby, did you make it all right? And she sits on the porch of her daddy's house, but all her pretty dreams are torn. And she stares out alone into the night with the eyes of one who hates for just being born. To all the shut down strangers and hot rod angels roaming through this promised land, my baby and me, we're gonna ride to the sea and wash these sins off our hands. Tonight, tonight, the highway's bright. Out of our way, Mr. Ubisky, call it. In the streets.
Awesome. Very nicely done. Very nicely done. Serena Ryder in the Corner Lounge for 106.1 The Corner and a Springsteen tribute song. That's pretty neat. I wonder how many entries they got and how many they picked.
Yeah, I have no idea. Like, I mean, it's a pretty big deal, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure everybody was trying out for it. So.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because, you know, Springsteen wants to do a cover song contest type thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to get some entries.
Yeah, totally, right? It's pretty cool.
So we say happy birthday to the boss.
Happy birthday, boss.
And don't miss the show tonight. And we're so excited that you're here with the full band this time.
Yeah, me too. I'm really stoked.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one. Tickets are still available. You can get them at the door for Is Venue Tonight. And Serena and the full band, thanks everyone for coming in.
Thank you. Yay!